And welcome to day three of Classic in the Country here as Fairmont has just defeated Western Reserve 67-52. Joining me from Western Reserve right now, Malia Lothenson immediately to my right and Kobe Martin fall to my far right. Ladies, thanks for coming up and joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So as I understand, Lady, this is your first time playing in the Classic in the Country. Not been to this event before, so to get invited to this event means you're having a pretty good year. You've got a pretty good basketball team. So just talk a little bit here initially about what it was like when you found out that you were coming to play in the Classic in the Country. You knew you'd be playing on a big stage today in front of a lot of college coaches, a lot of crowd favorites here. So just talk about your experience so far.
It's pretty exciting, you know, playing in front of college coaches, getting that exposure. A little nerve-wracking, but I think we handled it really well.
Yeah, I've heard about the Classic in the Country. I heard, like, you know, all the best teams come and things like that, but I've never been. So it was really exciting for me to be here and be able to show up how I did.
Yeah. So, Malia, for you, you've committed to play at Mercer.
Yes.
So congratulations on
that.
Talk about how your high school experience, you know, has got you prepared to go on to that next step.
I think I went to a regular high school for 3 years of the four, and I think going to my boarding school, I think it's really, like, helped me mature. It helped me prepare for being away from my mom and help me prepare to be able to work on being the player I want to be on my own and not having to have anyone have to push me or tell me, you know, go do this. So it's helping me, you know, just get ready to be independent once I get there.
Absolutely, and that's a good point. So Kobe, when you hear those kind of comments, and, you know, you're a sophomore right now, so for you, is that an aspirate for you to look up to her and, you know, you hear the opportunities that she has? Does that motivate you to want some of the same?
Yes, I'm very excited. She's a great role model to look up to.
Thank you, Queen.
You guys seem to gel pretty well on the floor, so just talk about your team and the season you're having thus far. I mean, obviously you have aspirations of having a great season going as far as you can, so just talk about some of your teammates, your coaches. What's that environment like at Western Reserve?
Well, we're all pretty much new on our team, so it was a little hard getting into a season with all new players and running our team, but I think we're really maturing as a team and getting a lot better. And our coach is awesome. I mean, he really supports us in every way.
So. Yeah, I'm going to agree with her. Like she said, our team is pretty young. And I think we're all, most of us are new. We only have three returners, and the rest of us are new. So, you know, it was a little slower, you know, getting to be like as one and together. But I think that we're working on being able to be ourselves with each other on the court and being able to bind together and be able to put all of our skills together and show, like, what we can do. So I think as a team, we're pretty good. I love our coach. Shout out to AWOL. He's the go. Anything we need, he's there. He has it, regardless if it's on or off the court. You know, he's always there for us. So I wouldn't want to have any other coach.
Well, those are good comments to have your coach here of you, so that was a great job of taking advantage of that opportunity. But seriously, girl, we want to thank you for your time, being here at the Classic in the Country. Again, being invited to this is a great honor, and certainly glad to have you guys here with us this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, so from Western Reserve, this is Malia Lockton and Kobe Martin. There'll be more interviews coming on throughout the day here on WKLM. All right, you can get up.